Real people.
Real celebrities.
Real talk.
Join the Breakfast Club.
Blast off in your
weekday head. Morning, 6 to 10.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We have a special guest in the building. He's the owner of the Moonlight Bunny Ranch in Nevada.
Yes.
And he goes by the name of Dennis Hoff.
I'm glad to be here.
What's up, pimpin'?
I'm here having a good time. I got something really great going on.
Talk to me.
Because Charlamagne's brother wants to go to work at the Bunny Ranch.
Okay, now I saw that you have a job opening. You need like testers or something?
Well, yeah. The New York Daily News put something out about us hiring testers, and I think I found my man right here in the lobby.
What does he have to do? How do you test?
Well, what he's got to do is come to Nevada. Mm-hmm. And I have 7 locations, 3 outside of Las Vegas and 4 in northern Nevada. And Chrissy and I will give him a list of things that we want to check on. Is the girl, we call it the doho, the girl at the front door. Is she answering the door right?
It's okay. Like a secret shopper.
Yeah, exactly, secret shopper. Then is the bartender serving the right drinks, got the right attitude?
Man, forget all about, what about mouth and vagina?
Yes, in the room. Then we get down to in the room.
Okay.
About negotiation, are they playing the right music, are they having fun, do they know all the positions? Mm-hmm. And so I got to ask him how many positions he knows, because this is very intense.
Well, okay, so I do know a few people have had sex with him. They said it's not that great.
Oh.
You know, so is it like, okay.
Well, it's not up to us to be good, right? It's up to the girls to be good.
Well, no, but I mean, what if some guy comes in and, like, what's the smallest penis you've ever seen?
Well, introduce her first.
Oh, my goodness.
This is Chrissy Summers.
Maybe, like, 3 inches?
3 inches? What do you do with that?
Not a whole lot.
She's talking about her ex-boyfriend.
Oh.
No.
What do you like? What if he says, is it big? Do you have to tell him yes?
Yeah, you don't want to make them feel bad, so you kind of have to lie.
Yeah, you don't want to say, whoa, that's
it's
a big one.
It's an acting job.
It is an acting job, but it's fun, you know. And
Most sales jobs are, though.
Chrissy was a University of Michigan cheerleader.
Oh, really?
Came out, paid off her school loans, and then went back, and now she's 13 months from a PhD.
Nice.
And
Is Chrissy your girlfriend now?
Yeah.
Okay.
She's beautiful. Isn't she fun?
I know you have your memoir.
This is your personal girlfriend?
Yeah.
So do you let other guys smash her?
No.
Smash her.
Okay. No smashing.
So she's just here for show then?
She's here to hang out.
I used to work in the business, but I'm actually retired. I make myself sound old when I say
you're
retired.
Yeah, like 20-something.
Now she's going to school. And
I'm going to school for my PhD.
Oh, I know what's going on here, Dennis.
Yeah. What's that?
She got that good poom poom.
The best.
Dennis was like,
the best there is.
Dennis was like, nope, I'm not selling this. I'm keeping this for myself.
He has a way of describing things that are so great. I love the way you describe stuff.
Now, do you have overweight women in your...
Well, there's a few, but there's not a huge demand for it.
If somebody wants a big fat girl.
Well, they would call it a BBW.
Okay,
BBW. I like my girls.
Drake likes his women BBW.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. You like the big girls?
No, you said Drake. Drake's a
rapper. Oh, Drake. I'm sorry. I didn't hear you say Drake.
It's so part
you
of the song.
Big girls.
Wait, they're not overly big. I mean, I get a lot of them that apply, but there's not a whole lot of demand.
Could you say that one more time?
We call them thick.
Can you say that it's not a whole lot of demand for fat chicks? Can you just say it, please?
Stop.
Yeah, say it.
Oh, my God.
That's the motivation for them to get right for the summer.
I'll be on CNN, and I'll be up there fighting with Nancy Grace like we did last week. You said fat chicks can't make money, Dennis, Mr. Hoff. What? In fact, Chrissy, what did Nancy Grace say to me about the devil?
Oh, when you said prostitution's not going away, she's like, you want to know why prostitution's not going away? Because of the devil. That's what she said. Exactly like that. Yeah.
You should have said, no, the devil has nothing to do with people wanting to buy.
I'm glad you didn't say that.
Yeah, exactly. What I wanted to say was, does the devil wear thigh highs or a pantyhose? I don't know.
My goodness.
But she would have spun, her head would have spun out.
Now, what nationalities are the least loved in your thing? Like, what's the most loved nationality and what's the least loved?
Well, I think blonde.
Like, who's not working?
I think blondes are probably it. The
blondes are a nationality?
I don't know about... No, I mean, I'm talking about as far as demand, I think blondes are number one. Oh. As far as nationality, gosh, you know what? If we're car dealers, you know what we'd say? There's an ass for every seat.
Okay.
And so it just kind of, it works out.
As long as the girl's beautiful, it doesn't matter if she has blonde hair, if she's brunette, or if she's black or white,
black
or Hispanic.
Oh,
yeah, there's a lot of beautiful black girls.
What about Asian?
Dennis, tell
Asian
women.
We don't really have any Asian girls want to go to work,
but yes, we do hire an Asian girl, like Angela would make a...
Dennis, tell him you specialize in pink pussy.
What?
Tell him you specialize in pink pussy. It don't matter what color the outside is.
Guys, are we on real radio? Can I say that kind of
stuff? You're not really supposed to. I don't know why Charlamagne keeps saying that.
Huh? Are you bleeping him? Is that what you're
yes.
doing?
Yes, absolutely. Good.
It would be great if he would say vagina or something.
Yeah, I'm so used to keeping it politically correct.
Nah, we can go where. Well, who gets the most work on your farm?
Farm.
It's a farm.
No, it's a farm.
Absolutely. Home farm. We grow our own vagina here. It's all organic. Okay.
No. People are working, developing new product for me right now in the backseat of a car somewhere. Because
gotcha.
18 years from now, they'll be coming to work for me. I mean, what's Chris Rock said? The big challenge is keeping your daughter off the pole.
Right.
Keeping her off the pole and off reality TV nowadays.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
So, who gets the most work on the ranch?
Well, I think it's really split up. I have to truthfully say that the girl with the greatest personality and people skills, mm-hmm. because it's as much about that as it is the sex. I mean, a lot of guys come in there, and what they're missing is fun in their life. You know, mm-hmm. they're married. He's getting up at 6 in the morning to go to work. She goes to work at 4 in the afternoon. Their days off are different. They have hallway sex. They say F you walking down the hallway to each other. That's what they have. So they're missing that fun. And
they want to get peed on. They want to suck farts out of butts. They want to get tired.
I love this guy. I love this guy. So, but Chrissy, tell them about your when she came to work there. She'd been with one guy one time, and then with me.
Yeah, I was.
And
then
her first party, she got picked out of the lineup. Mm. Okay, first party, Yeah, yeah.
Dennis, now tell you them, tell for that.
Oh no, it's real.
It's
the
real deal. I used to date a preacher's son, actually, seriously, mm-hmm. for like 3 years.
But what about your first party?
My first party, some guy picked me out of the lineup, and he paid me $2,500 to pray for me, but he wanted me to masturbate with my clothes on. That's it. No sex or anything.
Leave you to masturbate with your clothes on?
With your clothes on.
Like rub myself over my clothes.
Now, if that don't make you sound normal, you feel better about yourself.
I
would have
did that for $2,500.
I was thinking to say, how did that? I put my hands
together, and then he masturbate with my clothes on, fine.
I'm like, I just need you to come in here a few more times so I can pay off my student loans. So it's easy.
Trying to
sex.
Save her. Yeah. You know, there's a lot of guys like that, Captain Save-A-Ho. You know, they want to come in and save girls. When the girls are there for a reason, they're there for a goal. You know, a lot of girls come in and work. They got married young. They didn't get the education they need, and the guy disappears, and now they got no money. And so they're looking for something where they can make 5 or 10 grand in 4 or 5 days, mm-hmm. and that's it. Mm-hmm. I mean, the average girl works a week out of the month and makes $100,000 a year. Average girl. Top girls are making $500,000 a year.
Goodness, great. Now, I'm sorry.
Well, you've had one of the girls in here, Brooke Taylor.
Yeah.
I love Brooke.
She makes more money than she can spend.
I love Brooke.
I'm going to ask about streaming.
They actually follow each other
heavy.
On Twitter.
Huh? That's my boo. You're streaming
every Yeah, we're doing a lot of streaming on Saturday nights. We stream it at the Bunny Ranch. Chrissy hosts the show. And basically, it's a video lineup. So you're going to get to meet 15 or 20 or 30 girls in a night. Chrissy's going to interview them. Where'd you come from? You know, why are you here? You know, give me some background about you. You know, how'd you lose your virginity? Who
so
was that lucky guy?
So you can pray at home while you watch the stream.
Yeah, exactly. Hey,
you know what? That's why that guy doesn't come in and see you anymore.
I'm gone. I'm already saved. I'm out of the business. So he doesn't come back.
Right. You were kind of Captain Save-A-Ho too, Dennis.
Come to think of it, I think I am.
Yeah, Dennis.
I am. Yeah, exactly. She was a fan. Chrissy is the reason why you use parental controls on your TV, because at 15, she was watching Cat House, and here we are.
Wow. 15?
I was grounded. My mom's a Southern Baptist, so they were really crazy religious.
How does your mom feel now?
Huh?
How do they feel about
it? They don't like the business. Heck no, they don't like the business.
But you don't care. F that.
Yeah.
But you still can come home. Can you bring Dennis home?
Yeah, of course I can.
Guess who's coming to dinner?
It's different.
Are you knocking her down naturally, Dennis? Or you got to use like Cialis?
Oh no, I'm doing it all. Everything depends how much I've been partying and what we've been doing and all that. Hell yeah,
you got to be so prepared. Blunt.
I've got these girls. I got three new girls at the ranch: Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra. Mm. That's their names.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Is it hard for you, Chrissy? Because I know the women get very jealous and possessive over Dennis, and they tend to hate whoever Dennis is dating.
They're pretty nice to me to my face. I don't know. Well, okay, they're pretty nice to me when Dennis is around. When I sit alone with them, they're kind of catty and talk mean things about certain things.
You let them bitches know you're the queen of the ranch.
Yep.
There you go.
Okay.
Oh,
yep.
Yeah, I don't listen to them at all, though. I'm just like, whatever.
You nervous because, you know, Dennis, every time I see you, you have a different girlfriend.
Well, I've had four or five.
Does that make you feel like... Is there an expiration date on you?
Yeah, no. I think every girl that's ever been with him
not
feels
Chrissy,
that way.
Chrissy's the one. Look at it.
To show you're not leasing Chrissy.
It took me 4,000 girls to find the right one, and I've got the right one.
You've had sex with 4,000 girls? Like, my man DH, baby. You don't play no games. You are the designated hitter for real. Jesus Christ. Does Brooke still work there?
Brooke's still there. She's doing great, and we see her all the time, and she's as sweet as can be.
Yeah, that's my
homie. Why don't you come out and party with her?
I've hung out with Brooke a few times.
Oh, you want to talk about it?
You said that body language.
I never had sex.
Good. A 1 to 10? How was it?
I never had sex with her. I tied her up.
What's holding her back? Can we fly him out there and do a thing from the ranch while he's in the room with Brooke?
Well, I'm married now, so what I would like to do is come out to the ranch and pray for the girls.
Or you can always bring your wife.
Yeah, you can bring your wife. Yeah, bring your wife. Threesomes.
So they do threesomes at the ranch, too?
Oh, all the time.
That's crazy.
All the time.
That's number one. If the Family Feud was having a top sexual thing about men, it would be a threesome. Every man thinks about it. Like when I walked in here, I looked at Sasha and I thought about her and Chrissy, and I had them stripped down in my mind, and I had them doing all kinds of crazy things.
Nice.
Don't you guys think like that too?
Absolutely.
Hell, that was back in my old days. I'm married now.
Wait
Sasha,
a minute.
Though? You think Sasha would be down for that?
I gotta ask her.
Chrissy, you think Sasha would be down for that?
Sasha, can you hold
the mic,
please?
I don't know. It's hard to tell.
Chrissy, a little hug.
Sasha's hot though.
I think she'd do it.
Sasha. She's shaking her head no, but she's smiling. That's that awkward smile.
She can go to the ranch and she's 1 week out the month and make $100,000.
Oh, yeah.
She's hot, but I'm really picky with girls.
But you see, she's hot.
Really picky.
I do have a fantasy. I do want to see like 4 girls all masturbating at the same time, and then they all like squirt at the same time.
But you wanted small people at one time.
Sounds very coordinated.
Midgets.
That's hard to coordinate that because it takes a lot of excitement and to get it coordinated all at the same.
Yeah.
It might be 1 and 10 seconds later, another 1 or 15 seconds. But we've got, we can work that. We'll fix your fantasy.
You got a book out too, right?
I got a book out that's amazing. I tell all the stories. I tell what the girls are doing in the rooms to keep the men happy. It should have said what Harvard Business School didn't teach you. Mm-hmm. And it's got testimonials from all my buddies and the owner of the Lakers to just, you name it, radio hosts and crazy Ron Jeremy and I are
so
crazy.
Ron Jeremy's your best friend?
Ron's my best friend, and we were in New York last week, and he's my best friend, and right. He's the craziest guy in the world, and he's probably the only guy I know that has slept with more girls than me.
The name of the book is Something Pimpin', right?
The Art of the Pimp.
So you don't mind being called a pimp?
Well, I don't mind. It depends on who's saying it.
Gotcha.
If you guys are saying it, or my rapper friends are saying it, we're fine. Sean Hannity says it.
Nancy
guess what?
Grace,
it's on.
Yeah.
It's on.
Because he's saying it in a negative connotation.
Exactly. It's like it's like you using the N-word with him.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It happens. Guys, they use it with me, mm-hmm. and it's like, yeah, cool, because I'm one of the guys.
Mm-hmm.
And so it just depends on who's using the word
gotcha.
And what context they're using it. But when a square. I spoke at the Sorbonne. I had the honor of speaking at the most famous place in France 3 weeks ago, and somebody said something about a pimp, and we're gonna go get down, mm-hmm. okay? And especially on TV shows, like Nancy Grace last week, I had her head spinning, puking green stuff.
Like, I don't understand why she's coming down so hard on you though, because it's like she's trying to get you to outlaw sex, but isn't it legal in Nevada?
It's legal in Nevada, every place but Las Vegas and Reno.
Mm-hmm.
Now people think it's legal in Vegas because they think
it's all over the place,
and a couple thousand people get arrested every month in Las Vegas hiring hookers.
They really stand outside and hand out like flyers where you can call the girls to your room. So
we'll get a girl to your room faster than the pizza,
right?
You know, and that's what they say. Mm-hmm. And they got billboard trucks running. It's all illegal. And the cops set up sting operations and they arrest a lot of famous people. You know, they're grabbing a lot of people. But you got to legalize the business. You got to take
crazy.
The it. Look, it didn't work with liquor. Prohibition didn't work. The criminals made the money. It didn't work. You see what the deal with weed is. That hasn't worked. And now that weed is getting legal in a lot of states, the drug cartel is shifting to heroin. That's the big deal now.
Yeah.
It's not going to work. The numbers, the mob guys, we were down in Little Italy last night talking, said, Dennis, use this analogy. The mob made a fortune off numbers games. Now who makes that money? The lotto.
Right.
Takes in billions of dollars. So prohibition doesn't work. They've got to legalize it. I've got the answer. Every politician should read my damn book, and everybody else should be calling their politician and say, hey, let's do it this way. We're tired of sex trafficking of underage girls. Mm-hmm. It's repulsive.
Are you far from the strip?
Well,
okay, Envy.
No, I mean,
I'll have a limo come for you.
No.
And your wife.
That's all right.
Just not get a weekend at a fight.
Just a little.
I was going to ask that. I was going to say, you know, do you when you have the fights in Vegas, does like your traffic go times 10?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. The limo's running back and forth. My places, I have three places in southern Nevada that are 1 hour from the strip. In northern Nevada, where the Bunny Ranch is, I have four places up there, but you fly into Reno. Mm-hmm. Reno, it's a Reno Lake Tahoe thing. But yeah, during the fights, Final Four, I mean, when there's an event in Vegas or
we have the iHeartRadio Festival coming up.
Yeah, absolutely. I need to come down to that. It's always fun. And cool. So yeah, but it's just, the book is fun. It's a great read. I took the book to a guy named Robert Grossman. And Robert Grossman is America's cartoonist. He does all the covers of New Yorker magazine, Time magazine, cartoon guy. And he did a 32-page comic book that's a part of the book.
Can imagine that cartoon is.
It's about my whole life. Mm-hmm. It's got Chrissy in it. It's got Ron, Heidi Fleiss, Larry Flynn, Andy Kaufman. It's all my friends over the years.
I saw you and Heidi Fleiss running around the city.
Yeah, Heidi's my buddy. You know, we're
what happened with her dude ranch that she was
Her stud ranch.
What she wanted to do is have a place in Southern Nevada. Mm-hmm. And that's how she got me interested in Southern Nevada, because the Bunny Ranch is the flagship. I mean, it's the most famous place in the world. She wanted a Heidi's stud farm, mm-hmm. which would be perfect for your brother. And
he doesn't like guys, I don't think.
Well, it was for girls.
He looked, because
it was for girls.
He worked
black.
Yeah, exactly.
He made a lot of money off him in the slave days.
Yeah, he didn't look gay to me. So I'm it's for girls, all right? And so, but Heidi got herself in trouble. She's got this meth thing going on. She's an absolute, Chrissy will tell you, the most healthy person you've ever met. Mm-hmm. Eats nuts and apples and everything's organic.
She eats nuts.
And she's got the meth deal, and she fights it. It's a constant fight. And so she got herself in trouble, and we couldn't get a license. So I just bought the places and run them like that. But
you wouldn't open up one for guys?
Well, it's going to happen someday. Mm-hmm. I think it's a little premature. I'm seeing, especially in my book, when I talk to women radio hosts around the country, they're focusing on the business aspect. As women get more into business and more in the professional field, and that number's growing at all times, and they appreciate that. Look. The job at the Bunny Ranch, being a bunny, is the only job that I know of where women make more money than men, like 4, 5, 6 times as much money as men. I mean, you got girls making serious, serious money, where if a man was in the business, the money might not be that big. The other part of it is, can your brother perform multiple times a day with a chick that may not be too attractive, or that heavy set girl?
Yeah, exactly. He's like backup.
He
definitely can. No.
First of all, he loves fours
and he
loves fat chicks.
All the time.
All the time.
He does it for free. He always
I call him a four. That's what I call him. He loves fours and he loves fat chicks. You have just described him into a T. We just found him another job. We just found Wax another job.
Yeah, I don't see his name, this guy here.
Wax ain't married, he ain't got no girl, nothing.
He just has several kids by different women.
Allegedly. Well,
allegedly.
You just described him to a T.
You know what? I got to take him out. We did Maury put together an hour show for us just because of the book. And we love Maury. We've been doing stuff for him forever. But we're going to get him out there. We get him out there on the baby daddy deal.
Right.
Yeah.
Can we get him out there on that?
Yeah, we could.
On baby daddy?
Now, what about if somebody wants to have prego sex? Do you have pregnant girls working?
There was one like a long time ago before I was there.
And what the guy wants...
That's a bit much.
Let me tell you what it's about. First of all, it's a little bit of a fetish for guys that have never been there. If you've never been with a pregnant woman.
And a vagina is juicy as pregnant.
Yeah, absolutely.
And he's been with a pregnant woman.
And they're very, they're very horny.
Yeah, okay. Very horny.
The other thing is, it's the guy that had kids 25 years ago, wanting to relive that thing that he did with his wife, that crazy time, because the girls are typically very active when they're pregnant, and I think you described it very well. So a girl
should take that flavor off the menu.
You think that was gone?
I think it's too much.
Now, what about women? Are a lot of women that come by want another woman?
12 to 15% of our business now is couples. Like you'd be perfect. I mean, you'd come out there,
I'll
bring
pass.
A wife.
No, I pass.
We'd just get a little massage or something. And couples and single women. Mm-hmm. As women are more executives and have more money, their time becomes more valuable. They don't have time to go out and date. They don't want to mess with it. And that's our people have a a description of a prostitute, all of them are drug addicts, and all of them are this and that, been abused. That's bull when you legalize it, right? It's the same way with customers. All the customers are disgusting. All they're awful. No, they're guys that have money, and their time is worth more, and they can't get caught doing something stupid. They're big-time money people. We have billionaires flying in there, the big jets and all that, because they can't get in any trouble.
True.
And look, if Larry Flint was here, his last book said that a politician loses his reputation and his job every 6 months in America for the last 30 years. Look at the big-time people. Elliot Spitzer, your governor. This idiot is bringing girls across state line for prostitution purposes, while as governor he's prosecuting heavy against the sex crimes.
Yeah, it makes no sense.
It makes no sense. I mean, if you're into chicks and prostitutes, don't be out there prosecuting. Same way, if you're a weed smoker, don't be a prosecutor that's beating up people for smoking weed.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Do you think that girls who have never gotten paid for their pussy are more judgmental of the bunnies?
Always. Judgmental. They're jealous. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're. What do you think about
that? I wouldn't say jealous. I'd say judgmental for sure, though, because they don't know the business.
Well, I think if you're working in a job, working 40 hours a week, mm-hmm. and coming home after 2 weeks of work with $662, and you see a chick at the Bunny Ranch making that in an hour, I think they're a little bit jealous. I think more than you realize. The haters out there that are looking at the Air Force Amy's and the Brooks. And I don't know if Brooks is living in a big, beautiful home. She's driving her fourth or fifth new Mercedes.
In a pretty nice hotel when she comes to town.
Yeah, exactly. Uh-oh. Okay. All right, little hips, lips, and fingertips. All right,
All right. Now, question. Now you do make do you fly extravagantly? Do you fly private and all that?
I don't fly private because I don't like private planes.
Right.
I always fly first class. I mean, like we went to Paris, we fly first class, and we get the lay down beds and all that. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a better way for me. I stay in nice hotels, but I still have my roots of being a poor kid from Phoenix, mm-hmm. mailman father. You know, so it wasn't like I was born with privilege by any means. I didn't have the people to help me get an education. So I did it on my own. You know, I was dumb enough. The reason the Bunny Ranch works so well is because a lot of times the price of sex is having kids mm. and getting diseases. Mm. And it happens so much. One out of four girls in the young girl age group, 16 to like 22 or something, per the CDC, has an STD in America now. And our business thrives on that because all the girls are tested every week. There's no problems.
Question.
So when they get HIV or herpes or something, you just kick them out?
There's never been a case since 1981.
But yeah, if it did happen, they wouldn't get to work there anymore.
Mandatory testing since 72. Condoms went in 81. And there's never been a case. What? Porn industry can't say that. Hefner had a playmate that happened to. So it's really safe. And that's another reason the big shooters will come there because he doesn't want... I don't party with civilian chicks. I quit like 12 or 14 years ago. Nope. Disease rates are too high. I'm out making appearances. I can pick up 5 or 10 grand every Friday and Saturday night the rest of my life.
Wow.
Making appearances, right? And going and doing radio and having fun. But when you're around these square girls and you have all these opportunities and you're not going to do anything about it because you're terrified of diseases, people need to be afraid of that.
What about curable diseases? If they get like a chlamydia, gonorrhea, do you keep them around and say, hey, take a couple of weeks off?
Oh, yeah, but they don't get it.
Here's
what we see. Mm-hmm. Every year with my 7 operations, we'll see 5 to 8 girls, 18 to 20 years old, never worked in the business. Most of them say they've been monogamous, come up with chlamydia. And so then they go through the testing, they meet with the health department, and a week later they can work. And after that, they get it. After that, it's like, you know what? Boyfriend, no boyfriend, we're using condoms.
All right. The question now, with any of the girls, are you ever nervous that a girl might leave the ranch and then decide to write a tell-all book or leak some information that can, you know...
What they going to say? They took it up the ass?
No, but they're just talking about some politicians or, like he said, some
basketball
players, celebrities, or presidents.
It's a great question, and we have a contract that is ironclad, mm-hmm. and they know I'll keep them in court. I'll ruin their life.
You
snitch. Exactly. And our business is built on privacy and discretion. Mm-hmm. And, heck, we had a gal that after she was working for us, we got rid of her for some reason. She said that she was with Tiger Woods. I don't believe it at all. and she put the bunny ranch in it and all that. And we went after her. I went right to the media and got her on TV shows and
you
just
some money with
berated
that
her.
It was about 100 girls that came out and said deals with Tiger Woods.
Yeah.
And they were lying. Mm-hmm. And this poor guy, you can't fight back on something like that. They were lying. I know the porn industry was recommending that the girls say you were with Tiger. Say you're with Tiger. It'll be good for your career. And they're just beating this guy up. I'll bet you out of those 15 or 20 girls, only two or three. I know the one that was with him for a couple of years, Jocelyn James. And she was with him. She's worked for us. She does porn. And she was with him. She told me she got pregnant by him a couple times. And but she traveled with him and went all the tours. So the point
is... She didn't keep the baby?
No. Well, that's what I said. What the hell is wrong with you?
Goodness gracious.
That sounds like a $100 million paycheck to me.
Yeah, I kept that little tiger.
We know you tiger.
So what about Cosby?
You know, I never liked Cosby, and I've never said anything good about him ever. And people would say, well, why? Because he was around Tahoe a lot. And
what is Tahoe?
Lake Tahoe.
Okay.
I'm right between Reno and Lake Tahoe.
I was I was like, why was he around this SUV all the time?
Exactly. That's probably what they named it. But he was around Tahoe a lot, okay? And nobody liked him. He's just an arrogant guy. I mean,
Dr. Huxtable,
I love
sad.
The fact that a black comedian took him down.
Hannibal Buress.
Yeah, I love that guy. I mean, you know why? Because he was out there throwing those black comedians in the mud for saying, you need to do this and you need to do that.
Not just comedians, black men in general.
Yeah, men.
Yeah.
Well, mm-hmm. But he was talking about the black comedians too. He focused on
he wanted them to clean up their
exactly.
act.
Exactly. Yeah. So they could be like him. Well, guess what?
Yeah.
They don't want to be like him. But now Janis Dickinson came out. And mm-hmm. said that, and she's a bit of a whack case.
Everybody knows that.
She came out and said when she was in Tahoe, that she got doused by him, and all this happened, blah, blah, blah. Everybody went, yeah, yeah, whatever. But the guy that worked on my book with me, Pablo Fenves, the writer, wrote her book also for Judith Regan. And he said, he came on CNN and said, yes, she told me this whole story.
And they took it out of the book, right?
And they took it out of the book because the lawyers said, this guy is too big to be saying that kind of stuff about it. He will attack us. And I know his lawyers, Marty Singer, they attack anybody that says anything bad about this guy.
And that's why a lot of women wouldn't come forward.
Yeah, and that's terrible.
Well, 60-something of them did.
It's a long list.
Like, yeah. Now, let me ask you this. On the menu there, can you do things like put a strap on and do it? Is that on the menu?
Yeah, absolutely.
She got a menu.
I'm just asking.
Absolutely. We got menus here for you. Your brother's going to need to learn something to make sure he knows all this
stuff. He
likes
pictures. Whenever we go to restaurants, he can't look at a menu unless there's pictures on it. Do you have pictures of certain varieties of vaginas?
I do. I've got pictures of your friend that stays in nice hotels here, Brooke. And, yeah, I got it right here.
And, hold on, do I need to put a surgical mask on? You pulling out a plastic bag. What is that?
Well, there you go. There's a menu in there. And
my man, Dennis Hoff.
The menu.
The menu's always changing.
The menu. We're always changing it up, but Brooke's in there. And
you've been on Oprah?
Oh, we've been on every. Brooke nailed. Oprah said to Brooke,
Brooke,
I've been doing this show since 1763, and I've never had a guest like you. Oprah said that.
Brooke is a very fun girl.
Yeah, she's a very fun girl.
There you go,
keeps it in your pocket. It's a good luck charm.
Now, any crazy dads ever come to the ranch and be like, you got my daughter in there?
Well, we did have a situation where there was a guy came in. And they hit the bell. All the girls come out and line up, and his daughter was in the lineup.
Holy cow.
And she said, he says, what are you doing here? And she
says,
what are you doing here? She told him. And they looked at each other, and they smiled, and said, I won't tell Mom if you won't.
That's funny.
And they hugged, and she helped him pick out the right girl. She knew the girls, and she's like, I got the girl for you, Dad.
Now, what if he did something where he was blindfolded and he didn't care who it was, and then she came in and
asked her? Oh, my gosh.
Well, she wouldn't have been blindfolded, and she would have said, no, that's my dad.
That would be crazy. Oh, don't y'all do those things where you just stick your penis in a hole and somebody jerks you up?
No.
Not like a peep show.
You're thinking of Show World 20 years ago in Times Square.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Well, we appreciate you joining us today.
It's always fun. You guys are great. You're always great fun.
We need to come on to the Bunny Ranch.
Let's broadcast from the ranch.
Yes.
Come on. Let's do it.
He's like, yes. We'll get you out here. My first flight out there.
Get your brother working.
We have to get approved by our bosses.
Yeah. Call Ray up here right now. Ray's our sales guy.
Yeah, let's get him up
here.
We'll work out something. And I need your brother. You know, he's into four and big. Is that what it is?
He loves fours and fat chicks. When we was in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, he had sex with a girl. The girl had to be at least 375.
Oh, that's nasty.
Now he does like this.
375 for 5'4"?
Yes.
Oh, that's bad. That's not much taller than me.
I mean, is this like an urban myth about black guys liking big butts, though, or is that real?
No, it's real.
That's real.
It's real? Okay. So then he's just, you know, it's okay.
No. It's the difference between having a big butt like Nicki Minaj or Iggy Azalea and being fat like Gabourey Sidibe. As you said, fat girls are not in high demand out here.
Oh, my God.
You said it. I just agree.
But we appreciate you again.
Thank you.
Us.
Always
Dennis
fun, guys.
Hoff, and what's your name again?
Chrissy Summers.
There you go.
You want to show some titties before you leave, Chrissy? Or that's against the rules?
I can show them, I guess.
She's got amazing boobs. I like this guy.
I like the nipples.
Let's see.
Okay.
Whoa.
You guys are so immature.
Chrissy.
Okay, Sasha, your turn.
That's a good one there, Dennis. You got a good one right there.
That's the Breakfast Club.
You better be with her next time we see you, okay?
Right,
bring it up.